Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to another riveting episode of, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, as the self-imposed self-pariah hood by the GOP, will it lead inevitably to the GOP going full-on rogue? Let's get right to it. This is a strictly off-the-cuff. I haven't prepared or rehearsed or written anything down. So be short. The grand old party of grumpy old people in the upcoming elections next month, the midterms, and probably one of the most important midterm elections in U.S. history, and Kentucky alone, focusing just on Kentucky alone, with Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader in the Senate, going against 35-year-old Democratic Secretary of State Alison Lundgren Grimes. And in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, they're probably going to spend in excess of $50 million for a midterm U.S. Senate race between those two respective candidates. And Mitch McConnell is probably going to go down. And if he does, having already lost Eric Cantor, the Republican number two command in the House of Representatives 2 months ago, and now in the Senate losing the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party has nothing but John Boehner, Mr. Bumpkin himself, is House Speaker, as any nationally ranked and recognized political leaders. If they lose in the 7 or 8 contested U.S. Senate races around the country and fail to regain the Senate and continue to lose seats in the House, this broadcaster sees no alternative for the GOP, because they're sure as hell not going to regain the White House in 2016. For all practical purposes, they're a party in the wilderness. They have imposed upon themselves, by being against virtually everything, civil rights, equal pay, immigration reform. I mean, I could go on and on and on. No relief for students, for student loans. There's not much the GOP is for, but they do go to the ramparts to support and kowtow to their corporate masters, their corporate billionaire masters, the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, and a handful of others. That is all they're beholden to, and no one else. So the self-imposed pariahhood brought on by the antics of the GOP over the last several years, including ill-advised government shutdowns and debt ceiling, nerve-wracking, cliff-hanging, to the edge of the cliff, debt ceiling dramas, whether to raise the debt ceiling or not, irregardless of whether it shatters the country's credit rating in the eyes of the world and would be truly catastrophic. The GOP has brought upon themselves and brought the tent down among themselves. And so they are, like Napoleon, they're probably better off being exiled to the island of Elba or some equivalent thereof, because after the upcoming November elections, there's not going to be much of anything left of the GOP as far as national power. So it is this broadcaster's gut instinct that from here on in, the GOP will be reduced in desperation to tactics that can only be described as rogue. Anything and everything. They will be like those white supremacist militias in the Michigan backwoods, doing anything and everything to wreak havoc on the country just so they can still have some validity, some validation, some reason for existence. In the long run, the GOP is a spent force. They are not equipped to govern, and it looks increasingly like they're not even equipped to run for office. So that's it for the Knight Rider. We have a pariah party that's slowly but surely going into permanent exile, the GOP. There will have to be something to replace it, just as the Whig Party went out of existence and replaced in the 1857, 1856 by the current day Republican Party. That's it for the Knight Rider. Thank you for listening. And as always, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.